This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Well, it's Freestyle Friday, and I am Glenda Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings in Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for August 26th. Oh my God, August is almost over. Episode 1504 brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse
World. Hey, Horse World. It's Friday.
When I get off of work on Friday.
Everybody's favorite day of the week on Horses in the Morning.
So let the good times roll.
Let the good times roll. I don't care if you're young or old. Get together, let the good times roll.
Well, I hate to bring something so serious up on a Friday, but I thought I'd get the serious out of the way first. Sunday is National Go Topless for Women Day in support of gender equality. And I would like to declare that I am all in favor of this. It is something that I support wholeheartedly, and I will be driving around all the parks in maybe not in Ocala. That'd be bad. But maybe someplace where there's actually younger people. To see who is supporting a Go Topless Day on Sunday.
Let me tell you, my friend, you start casing the parks around, I don't know, Wellington, you're going to get arrested.
I'm just showing my support for National Go Topless Day because I am all for gender equality.
You know, you're a giver, and that's what you do on the show, and you're bringing to light the fact that it is National Go Topless Day. So all of us women, you're affecting by letting us know that it is the day to help our fellow sisters out.
You could just be out there with your naked child, all in your nakedity, in the backyard on Sunday.
Yeah, not in this neighborhood, honey. That ain't gonna happen.
You're not going topless on Sunday?
Not gonna do that.
You're not supporting gender equality? Are you some kind of racist or something?
That'd be a sexist. But no, I'm really proud of those who do. And rock on, sister. I won't judge.
But I'm also not there with you.
No.
I just thought I'd bring it up. I know I hate to start a serious thing.
We ride horses. You can't go topless for a day. Get black eyes.
Well, some of you. All right. Jennifer, what's coming up in today's show?
I get black. My apologies to the universe. On today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday edition, we're going to start out with a jazzy horse trainer and by the name of Farrah Dijonette with the supermodel name. And then mid-show, we're going to be hashing out the week's horse headlines and then rounding the bend at a mad gallop. Really bad ad sets the bar so low that even Thor can jump it. So stay tuned.
Ah, that's funny.
Bless his little heart.
Especially his little heart. Just not jumping. Well, my daily Winnie goes out to, goes out to Sarah in Colorado. I wanted to thank her for her lovely email, and we really appreciate that. All of us here at Horses in the Morning appreciate it. We really want to thank you for being a listener. And Sarah said in there that she's going to be so upset when we go on vacation. Well, I just want to let everybody know that we have shows planned. We have a lot of new shows planned for while we're on vacation. Jennifer and I have been working our butts off to get them ready to go. I think there'll be one or two reruns in there, but most of them are going to be new. So check it out. You guys don't have to fret. We'll still be there. The only thing we won't be is live. But
does that mean I get paid while you're gone?
The shows did not include you, unfortunately.
Oh, sad.
But we will have a lot of new content for you. So take a look for those. They just won't be live. That's all. So no fretting, Sarah. We're good. We're good there. And Jamie, it's your turn.
I have have a couple. First of all, I thought you were going to thank the auditors there, Glenn, because you've got like a billion new ones and you always thank the new auditors.
I was going to do that, except I didn't have it open, so I thought I'd do it after you were done.
Okay, take your time then.
I was trying to find them.
I have two daily winnies. The first one goes to our dear friend, Alisa Wallace, who is over in England right now, competing in Burley next week. Did you guys get your Dover catalogs? It's amazing. It is the most beautiful picture. She's on the cover of the Dover.
Who's on the cover?
Alisa Wallace.
Really?
And Simply Priceless. Johnny and her on the cover.
Oh,
so
wow.
You need to go. You can find it on her Facebook page. Because everybody in the world that's gotten it has tagged her in the picture of it. And I got mine. And I usually, you know, I like look through them and I keep them and then I toss them. I'm keeping this one forever.
It's going to cut the cover off and hang it on your wall like when you were a teenager.
Totally. That's why I have an office and a tech room is for all those little fun pictures. So congratulations to her. I have another one.
Oh, yeah. And Timothy's heading over there today to be with her for the show.
Oh,
so it's fun.
Well, you can find darn anything on the internet, Glenn. Just anything.
Yes, you can.
And now you can find anything on Facebook. So if you guys remember, I got a bunch of baby chicks and didn't know which ones, you know, were girls or which ones were boys. They're called straight run. You just order the breed and they just send them to you.
You got all the boys?
I got lots of boys. I got lots of boys. And just now they're starting to crow. So I can hear them in my sleep. Roosters, that whole roosters crowing in the morning thing is total BS. They crow all freaking day. They just want to let you know that they're alive and that they're, well, I don't know why they crow, but it's really annoying. So I found on Facebook the Arizona, sit down. The Arizona Rooster Swap.
What?
That's right. There's a Facebook page for people that swap roosters in Arizona. And so I joined said page about a month ago because I could tell I was going to have some boys.
Before you go on, I am so glad they didn't use the slang name.
Ah! I think they talked about that, but they realized.
That would be a whole different swap. But go ahead.
Sorry. Gosh, that's so funny. I never even thought about that. Okay. So the rooster swap thing, I started looking at it and people were posting pictures of roosters and trying to get rid of them. And of all, there's like a billion members now and nobody actually has taken a rooster.
Well, I was just going to say.
Everybody's trying to get rid of roosters.
Aren't you just trading roosters at that point?
Yeah, it seems like nobody. But thanks to Carl, who lives in Tonopah, he was looking for a boy rooster because his rooster was like four or five years old and was getting really mean. And so his ladies were going to be lonely when he ate his rooster. So Carl said that at least he can't promise that he's not going to eat him someday when he gets old and mean. But for now, I have rehomed one of my roosters to Carl in Tonopah, who is going to let him run with his women at least for 2 years.
Is he driving all the way to your house to pick up a rooster?
Happens that he drives by on his way to work.
Oh, wow. That's perfect.
So, yeah, Tonopah is about half an hour away. So he drives right by the freeway. We met. Actually, I was like, can you come over and get it? Because I'm kind of afraid of him. He's a huge rooster. So I locked him and I kind of threw bread into the coop and I closed the door. And Carl turns out to be this like 70-year-old grizzled cowboy.
Oh, just reached in and grabbed the sucker.
Reached right in and grabbed him, threw him in the box and was like, see you later. I was like, bye. Bye, rooster. Bye, Carl.
You need any other roosters? Let me know. When you eat Carl, I'll have another one for you.
Trust me. I was like, you see those two right over there? They need homes. And oh, there goes another one. I have so many bloody roosters. I can't stand it.
It was always an issue we had. And you know what's funny is when the coyote comes and kills half your chickens, they always seem to leave the roosters. So
yeah.
It's always the hens they kill. I don't know why that is.
Scamps who are supposed to protect the girls.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, a couple other things before we get to our first guest. Auditors, thank you to Aaron, to Matthew, and to Rad. That's right. His name's Radley. I never heard that name before, but that's a cool name. And Rad, you know, so, you know, all of them are brand new auditors, men, you'll notice, and added them to the auditor page. So welcome, everybody. We've had a whole slew of new men, and I will not say which new auditor that we've had recently that we might have gotten an email from who said that he has a tiny little crush on you. So.
Yeah, I saw that email because you sent it to me, and I then saw his picture. It was like his business card at the bottom of the page.
Yes.
And I kind of have a tiny little crush on him, too. He's cute. So
there you go. There you go.
Give you a little flick and a wink there. Yeah, so ladies,
you know, people have one of two things with you: a crush, or they just say, "God, I could never live with her." Or maybe it's the same. Maybe they have a crush and say, "I could never live with her." Maybe it's both.
They have a crush and they're like, "Thank God I don't have to live with her."
God for Chad. Hey, the other thing is we kind of made some decisions yesterday that I think are kind of fun. We realize that a lot of our auditors and listeners are going to Rolex this time, the next year, for the first time. So they're making their virgin voyages to Rolex. And we were thinking about having a meetup here in Ocala in March during Live Oak. But we thought, well, you know, with everybody wanting to go to Rolex, nobody can afford to take two trips like that. So we're going to cancel the meetup we were thinking about in Ocala, and we're just going to go to Rolex, and we're going to do more things at Rolex. And one of the things we've done is I contacted Karen at Kentucky Performance Products, and she had a tailgate spot last year. Well, we're getting two tailgate spots with her, one right beside her, and we're going to have our own tailgate spot. So we'll have a place to meet up in the morning with coffee and donuts. We'll have some food there for lunch for our listeners to come by, and we'll have a meetup spot that we can meet up all day, or if you just want to hang out and take a break, we can do that. So I think that's going to be a lot of fun. We're looking forward to that, and we're looking forward to meeting all kinds of new listeners. Now, as I've been asked about hotels as well, because we've had arrangements with hotels in the past, we're working on a new hotel for this year. I will have more details in the next week or two, so I'm trying to put that together.
Awesome.
So there's all kinds of things going on for Rolex. I'm getting excited for Rolex already, and it's like 8 months away.
I know. Yeah. I'm so excited. It's just my favorite weekend of the year. It's just the best time.
And you know what? If it rains like hell, like it did last year, at least we'll have a tent to hide under. So that's something.
This is true. Although with, you know, all of us have our Ovation boots, we're all fine.
Yeah, we were all pretty good. But I think tailgate spot's the way to go, don't you? To do it that way.
Yeah, I'm super excited. I'll bring the beer.
Okay, you bring the booze, we'll bring the food, and we'll be good to go.
Sounds good to me.
And thank you to Karen. She's helping. Actually, she's arranging all of it. So we appreciate Karen from Kentucky Performance Products doing that. And we're going to get one of the premium spots like she had. So that should be. And this way, also, for everybody that's been there in the past couple of years, we're not going to meet at jump number one anymore at half an hour before start, because it's freaking a long way away. It's a long way away.
So, but some of us like to go to jump one because then we get to walk the entire course.
Back to jump one. We can start from the other side now. We can start at jump number 85 or whatever that is on the right that nobody ever
jump
gets
to. Jump 422.
Well, so you know right that there. Jump on the right that has the dip? That's all the way on the far right over toward the polo fields. I have never gotten over there actually during a competition. Because that's you start at one, and I never get past then the center part where all the food is. I was going to say,
because you get distracted by the tailgates.
Yeah, I do. I get distracted there. We visit with everybody. We never have ever gotten over that other side. So maybe we should start at
the hollow.
That's right. Exactly. That's what it is, the hollow. Thank you. I couldn't remember the name of it. But yeah, that's what we'll have to do because I just... Well, I got a... Barry Kitzmiller is hilarious, especially in our auditor room. And do you want me to play the trailer for that?
Should we save this for after the
guest? Oh, okay. We can save
it. Our guest's going to come on in a minute.
Yeah, it might take a little longer than that to talk about that. But yeah, so that's what's going on with that. And so if you were thinking... Now, for anybody who was thinking about coming down for Live Oak, then...
You're still going to be there, right?
Yeah, we're going to be here.
See you.
And Jennifer, I don't know. Check the chart. So yes, we're still planning on being there, being here for Live Oak this year. We have our PodFest, the podcast conference that we do, but it does not conflict with Live Oak this year. So we're going to be here. So we'll definitely do a meetup there for anybody who comes down. We've done that in the past and had people over to the house who are in town. So and you know, Wendy always comes up and it's always a fun time. So if you are planning on coming in for Live Oak, just let us know.
Like, are you doing the commentary again?
Yeah, we haven't been asked. So I don't know. Now, last year we couldn't because we had the podcast conference, but I don't know. I do not know.
Gotcha.
We'll have to see if they ask us. I don't know. We did hear a lot of complaints last year when we didn't do it. Apparently, everybody kind of missed us doing it. So maybe
we're talking about stuff that's happening in April. I'm just trying to get through August.
I know. I'm just trying to get through the next 13 days of vacation, to be honest. And one other thing I did want to mention is the word came out, I think... I don't know if you know the date. It's in September. That International Helmet Awareness Day is coming in September. I think it's the 17th, which, oh, by the way, is the day we're doing the meetup at the Colorado Horse Park. So, yes, it is the 17th, and we're going to have Lindsay on before vacation to talk about it. But and we'll talk about that.
Why do I always buy a new helmet?
I thought, well, she just bought a new helmet, so it's time for International Helmet Awareness Day.
This happened the last time, too.
I thought International Helmet Awareness Day was always in, like, May or June. But apparently it got moved back this year. We'll find out why. But if you're looking at, you know, buying a helmet, that's certainly a time. And we'll talk a little bit more about our favorite helmets a little later in the show. Sorry, Jamie. Can you return it?
And then no, because it's all sweaty and gross now.
Well, our first guest, we're excited to meet her. She's a first-time guest here on the show. Her name is Farah DeJeanet. She's from Farah DeJeanet Horsemanship. And she's going to tell us a little bit about what she does and what her program is all about. But she's also a clinician, has clients in the USA, United Kingdom, New Zealand, Australia, all over the world. And we're happy to meet her. So good morning, Farah. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I'm doing great this morning.
Well, it's good to have you on. You know, one of the things we like to talk about here in the show, we're a little unorthodox. What we like to talk about here in the show is how, in your case, a girl who comes from a music background, you know, daughter of a jazz legend, Jack DeJeanet, how does a girl end up with horses that comes from a music background?
Well, it's funny because, you know, everybody knows about getting bitten by the horse bug, anyone who's a horse person. And, you know, I always laugh about, I still call my dad a city boy. And he was a little
bit afraid. Wasn't he Chicago?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And but I had a family that always, you know, as animal lovers generally. I think my dad kind of got dragged along on that, right? But interestingly enough, I had neighbors who had horses and I was kind of drawn to them. They were right next door to me where I grew up in the country. And, I just, once I saw a horse, I was taken by them. And, after that, there was no looking back and I was, I must've had to be a trainer because I was one of the few kids I've seen that was reading training manuals when I was a little kid. Not the stories of horses, but actually the manuals of training. And it's definitely a unique draw in my sense. You know, I didn't. My mom used to ride a little bit when she was a kid, but there wasn't really anyone super horsey in my family. I kind of ran with it.
Did you get any of the musical ability, or did that skip you?
No, actually, I did work with my dad a little bit. At times, I was definitely on the track for, you know, I studied music a little bit when I was a kid. And, you know, he was definitely interested in me following that path, as parents are. And I did follow it for a bit. But at the same time, I was incredibly passionately drawn to the horses. And I was, anytime I'd get around them, begging my neighbors for, you know, time with their horses, brushing them, hanging out with them. I eventually wound up at a local stable working there a few days a week. And, you know, I was just obsessed as horse people are. with being there, and I didn't mind if I had to muck stalls or do anything, you know, to get any time with a horse. So that never left me, and it still hasn't left me to this day.
So it doesn't matter that she's the daughter of a jazz legend. She's just like us. All of us do the same exact thing. We want to be around horses, and we'll pick up poop. We'll do anything as long as we can be around them.
Exactly. And then I ran with it, and they, you know, they definitely were supportive of me as a youngster and saw that I was very passionate about it. And, you know, I was doing a little competition and, you know, just getting involved more and more like everybody else, you know, who's into it. You know, I just kept going and going and going. But I did go to school at some point for, you know, my family is very artistic. So I went to school for visual arts and fine art. And a little side note is that I actually studied jewelry design and silversmithing, and I have a lot of artistic background in my actual study, as well as horses. But I did wind up integrating a lot of it. You know, at some point I wound up bringing it all full circle, and that's kind of what Liberty Work did for me. And at some point I did bring my dad into it, and
I was going to say, I saw the video where you brought your dad in the barn there and you know, had him watch the horses with you, and then he played a little. And it was so cool to see you with your dad and how your feelings for your dad. By the way, I don't think you might realize this, but what I saw, you know, everybody else sees the horses and what you're doing with the horses. I saw a daughter who loves her dad.
Yeah. Well, it was what I was going to say was that there was a long time in my life where I was sort of doing the horses and, you know, I was finding my way as a trainer and discovering all this work. And as I got more entrenched in the Liberty training, I realized that it actually very much represented sort of what my dad had instilled in me as a musician and artist, was a very sort of freestyle way of training and a very sort of you know, way of improving with the horses when they're free around you and working off what the horse is offering you. And that very much, all of a sudden I had sort of a light bulb moment. I was like, wow, this is exactly what, you know, my dad does and what jazz music is about. And I grew up with that. And that's when I had like that moment of the world came together and I said, well, this is really going to actually work. And yes, it was, for me, it was, sort of like my world can be all connected now and integrated, and it made a lot of sense to me, and it actually drove me forward, you know, into my training, and really it just clicked. Everything just clicked at that moment. So yeah, you're right. It sort of brought me and my dad into a place together. So
well, it's very cool.
Yeah, it was.
And you know, I was watching some of your videos, and you know, we're very familiar with, and my wife, and everybody's read the book for Linda Tellington Jones T-Touch, and you know, I came into the horse world kind of knowing who she was and being aware of her. And when I watch you with your videos, I can see an influence there with Linda Tellington. Am I right about that?
It's interesting because you know, she's been around for a really long time, and, you know, I felt like a lot of her work was very, very interesting to me in terms of, you know, she's an innovator in the field, and I'm very much interested in people who innovate in the horse world, and, you know, would hope to be one of those seen as an innovator myself. But I felt like she really took a lot of things, you know, when I see innovation and I see someone who take something that exists and then owns it kind of themselves and takes it to another place. And that's what I saw with her, what she did with Feldenkrais. And then, you know, she was very much interested in this different way of being with horses that I hadn't seen before. And, you know, all the trainers that I'm interested in are very much outside the box. And as you said, your show is kind of that way.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. So I'm always drawn to that. You know, I kind of walk around going, you know, what are people doing that I haven't seen before? And I'm interested in what those people are doing. And I'm interested in pursuing areas and training that way. And, you know, people like Linda Tuckin and, you know, the people that I truly admire, you know, and including my dad. My dad's known for pushing the boundaries too in music. yeah, those are the people that inspire me. And, you know, I'm always, you know, sort of very much driven by their paths and their journeys to do the same thing with my career.
Now, you have a farm now, a Hanna Farm. Is that in upstate New York? Is that where, are you still in New York?
I'm actually, the farm is based in New England area in central Massachusetts, in North Brookfield, Mass. And that is dead center Massachusetts.
Gotcha.
But I actually still bounce back and forth. You know, I service New England for clinics and quite spread out around the area. But that has become the sort of center point for me to create this this very unique farm that actually was very much in need in the world of horses. And, you know, in my travels, I was seeing these horses that needed more long-term help, horses that were behaviorally challenged, had, you know, health issues. I always look at the whole horse. And so I created this place with what I call my dream team of practitioners. So we can take in horses and we do educational clinics here. We take horses in, we help get them well and balanced again. We use absolutely gentle techniques. I'm definitely known as a bit of a talent with some of the more difficult horses, and including the one you see on all my photos, that big bay horse. He's been quite the project all along since a yearling, and the best testament for me, because he's been quite a character. But yes, I deal with a lot of horses like that. I actually enjoy working with horses like that. I feel they're often misunderstood. So they, when they come to Ohana, they're understood, and, you know, we help them, you know, become more balanced and help the owners understand what's going on. I'm very much interested in the owners participating.
Well, which is,
rehabilitation.
I am so glad to hear that, because it drives us crazy when people send their horses away for training and then the horse comes back,
yeah,
but the person's the same as when the horse left. The person hasn't learned anything. Right. And
yeah,
the horse gets back and all of a sudden now we're back to where we were in another month.
Yeah. And that's an extremely important point that you bring up. And I'm a very big vocal about, the owners come to me and they say, well, can you fix my horse? I said, yes, I can. But can you? And I'm going to give you the tool. So I try as much as is possible, because sometimes we get horses, you know, from quite a distance, to have the owners participate in, and in some cases we film the sessions, so if they are far away, they can see what's happening with the horses, and you know, we actually use them in the webinars sometimes, so there's real-time training being addressed in front of everybody with no editing and no nothing. So yeah, we've got a lot of interesting stuff going on here. We offer self-selection, which is something that some people are just getting interested in, which is the ability of the horse to actually build what they need to bring themselves into balance with lots of wild herbs and medicinal herbs on the property. And we teach the owners about that stuff too. We show people how the whole approach to training is about the horse's entire health, his nutrition, his, you know, his tack, his feet. Feet's a big thing with me, helping horses and owners understand that. But yes, we have quite a great bunch of people here and a great staff. And
my co-host with the driving radio show would be happy to hear that. It's Dr. Wendy Ying, and she's also a traditional Chinese medicine doctor. Actually, on that show, we talk a lot about herbs and what they do, and, you know, and also Chinese medicine, which is a lot older than any of the other Western medicine. So it's been interesting with her to hear, you know, to hear the whole story and how all of those pieces have to come together to make the whole horse. We're running out of time, but I want to ask you one thing. If you were to say one thing that's the most common thing of people that you teach in clinics or people that bring you horses, the one thing that if you had a magic wand, you would change tomorrow, and I'm not talking about the horses, I'm talking about the people who deal with the horses, what would it be?
To stop blaming the horse for the issue.
There you go. I don't think anything
Amen, sister.
I don't think anything more needs to be said about that.
It makes me crazy. Like, with somebody, a former student of mine comes back here and rides every now and then. She's like, borrows my arena. She's like, oh, my horse was so bad today. And I'm like, No, your horse was not bad. You rode bad. That's what happened.
Well,
your horse is not
I don't actually. Well, I try not to say things like that, but I say that, you know, every time we're with our horse, there's a relationship that happens, and it's two beings that are participating in that. And so to hold them to this standard, this unrealistic standard of they have to be perfect every second, you know, it's just, you know, I sort of try to get people to just understand that every day is different. And sometimes the horse brings their A game and sometimes we bring our A game.
Farrah, you're just politer than we are. We just say you suck. All right. And you're just doing it in a politer way.
I try. Yes, I try not to be.
Start screwing up your horse.
And I try to help people understand the cause and effect of things and, you know, what's the horse and what's the person. And I think that's really important because, you know, there's the flip side of that is people get into this mindset of, you know, it's me. And I can't, you know, and I can't ride. And that's also not.
Oh, yeah, it's true. Productive. You're right.
Yeah,
you're right. The people do that too. Yeah.
Because, you know, those of us who are super like perfectionists are going, oh, well, I'm terrible. I suck, you know, and yes, I suck and I'll never be able to ride this horse. And that I don't feel like that's positive either. So I want everybody to feel like they can succeed.
Well, if people want to find you, where do they go?
Well, we have fdhorsemanship.com, which is my not just, you know, showing information about me, but educational website. We do online classes, online webinars there.
And you're, there's a link there, and this is what I'd encourage everybody to do. There's a link there at the top to go to your YouTube page. Go to your YouTube page and watch the session with her dad. That's one of the top ones, I think. Watch the session with her dad, and you'll be happy you did. It's kind of a cool moment. Thank you for joining us today. We really appreciate it. Good luck with it all. And the only thing I would say is, why the heck did you put your farm in New England where it's cold in the winter? That's all. I
ask myself that question.
I bet you do. Thanks, Farrah.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right. See you. Every video that she has on her page, Jamie, she's wearing winter coat.
It's like, oh, bless her heart.
There's steam coming out and snow coming down. I'm going, why did you choose to move there? But then we say that about everybody who lives up there. So,
yeah. There's no right. You know what? You say that about me here. God,
that's true.
Outside.
I know that is true. And we're waiting for, you know, you said at the beginning of the show, it's the end of August. Yes. Everybody else is going, darn, it's the end of August. And we're going, like, yes, we could breathe again.
Thank God.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Kentucky Performance Products. You know, they have been one of our longest sponsors here. They have been. I mean,
they're our tailgate partner too.
So if you're looking for a supplement, they are the first place that you need to go is Kentucky Performance Products. And we're going to hear from them. And then we're coming back and we got some lists for you. We have some news for you. We have just a little bit of everything. So, and that really bad ads thing. And guess what, Jamie? Three of them today submitted by listeners. Three
Yay!
Audio files, so we're going to listen to those as well.
She swallowed hard as they walked into the start box. She could feel his muscles tense under her leg. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Have a great ride. She didn't have to ask. He galloped out of the box and across the field toward their first training level course. His ears pricked. Her heart pounded. He attacked each obstacle with confidence, clearing them with room to spare. A huge smile broke out on her face as she crossed through the finish flags. She leaned forward and buried her face in his neck. Their bond of love and trust blocked out all else. This love story is brought to you by Elevate. Research proven to have superior bioavailability. Elevate supplies the essential vitamin E often missing from the equine diet. Its all-natural formula supports healthy muscle and nerve functions. The horse that matters to you matters to Kentucky Performance Products. Call 859-873-2974 or visit kppusa.com to order today.
And of course, KPP can also be found on Facebook. Just search for Kentucky Performance Products. Well, coming up next week, we talked about it yesterday on the show with Timothy about his wife, Elisa, going to be riding at Burley. And is it next week or this weekend?
It's next weekend. Okay. Are you talking about the same Elisa that's on the cover of the Dover catalog?
Yes, that one. Okay. That same Elisa. That one. Yes, and her same horse, too.
Horse, Simply Priceless, or Johnny. So I found a list that's 13 fun facts that you may not have known about the Burley horse trials. And Burley, for those who don't know, it is, in the UK, it is one of the most beautiful things events in the world. It's set around a castle, one of the monstrous castles. It's absolutely beautiful. Do yourself a favor and just Google Burley horse trials, and you'll see any cross-country picture has this castle that looks like the castle of Versailles in the background. So you have to go check it out. So anyway, it's been going on for a long time, and it says, let's see, number one, eventing came to Burley House almost by accident in 1961 after the Marquess of Exeter heard an event at Harwood was to be canceled. So he invited the BHS to move his event to his estate, proving the start of a remarkable journey. So let's see. I heard it's going to cancel down the road. Please come to my castle, my estate, and
I have a few thousand acres here you can borrow for a day.
Please borrow my estate. And what's funny is that, you know, it needs to be an estate because the number of people that go to Burley, it over 4 days, 160,000 people.
To give people an idea, at Rolex, we get on a good Saturday and a good cross-country day, we get maybe 40 to 50.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is 160 for the whole 4 days. So probably at least 100 of those are cross-country day. In Burley's first year, there were 19 competitors, only 9 of them finished. So wait a second. They give ribbons to 8th place. That poor jerk
so if you
that
finish.
Came in 9th. No, there was one guy that came
one
in
guy
ninth.
Didn't get anything.
Maybe they gave it like best groomed or something. Give them something. During the course of the 4 days, 5,185 fences are jumped.
Oh, wow.
That can't mean individual fences. That means like all the show jumps and the cross countries
and all that.
Yeah, I think
it means everything. Yeah.
Now, I don't know what PIMS is, but I'm assuming it is a beer because 26 gallons of PIMS are drunk by visitors each year.
Yeah, that's a big British alcoholic beverage. Yes.
Okay, so it's like the classy equivalent of Budweiser?
Yes. Yeah, very classy equivalent of Budweiser.
Okay. There have been just 6 course designers in the event's history. Of course, Captain Mark Phillips has been doing it since 2005. I won't even name the other people because you've never heard of them. There are approximately 600 exhibitors at Burley.
Oh, wow.
Now, that means the trade fair, right?
Yeah, that's the trade fair, which means you could spend your entire time at the trade fair and not see a horse. That's what that means.
600 tack shops.
That's like taking ADA and doubling it.
Oh my gosh, that's perspective, because that thing's huge.
Yeah, that's doubling ADA. That's not too bad. You really could shop and all 4 days and never see a horse.
Yeah, that's true. The total prize money at Burley is £250,000, which is what, $350,000?
Yeah, just about, yep.
Burley Horse Trials is one of 6 four-star events. Can you name, Glenn, the other 4-star events?
Badminton,
there are 5 others.
Rolex. Popo.
Yes, in France.
The one in Australia.
Adelaide. In Australia.
Yep.
And Lemulen in Germany.
Oh, yeah. I forgot Lemulen. Okay.
Yeah. I always forget that one.
I can't spell it either.
Guess who the most successful competitor is at Burley. He has won 6 times.
Oh, I was going to say Mary King, but they said he. It has to be William Fox Pitt then.
Ding, 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 ding. He has won in 1994, 2002, 2005, 2007, 2008, and 2011. The Silver Fox William Fox Pitt's arch enemy. Every time William was one, I'm sure Andrew Nicholson was there, because Andrew Nicholson has completed Burley horse trials 33 times.
What?
Do you know how That's many just crazy. Horses you have to have in your stable of four-star eventers to complete Burley 33 times? That's insane.
It'd be interesting to know the number of horses that Andrew Nicholson has ridden in a competition over his lifetime.
Oh, that's
you know,
crazy.
Even at the lower levels or whatever, just ridden in a competition in his lifetime. Because you know these guys go out and ride 10 horses in a show.
More curious how many times he has not completed Burley. You know, like he's completed it 33 times. How many times did he not complete it? I'm going to Google that. I need some. Jennifer, Google that. How many times has Andrew Nicholson
I'm sure Horse and Hound has covered that at some point.
Probably none.
Well,
zero.
So that's next weekend. And they always have really good coverage, too. Usually live and usually free. I'm not sure this year, but it usually is.
It's burghley-horse.co.uk if you want, and it's burghley.
You got to go watch the guys doing parkour on the cross country course.
It's hilarious.
That's funny. That's funny. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's the first through the fourth, so next weekend.
Okay, who's Joey Lawrence?
Hello. Who is Joey Lawrence? He was the kid in Give Me a Break with Nell Carter. She adopted him. He was a foster kid for Nell Carter in Give Me a Break. And then he goes on to be in Blossom. Hello. And then he went on to be in Melissa and Joey.
Which is why I don't know who Joey Lawrence is. Okay, got it now. Well, he's apparently in a new movie coming out. And Mary posted this on our Facebook page. And we're probably going to get hate mail, you know, for me playing this and the comments about it. But I'm going to play it anyway. This is it's a movie or a TV show? It's a movie, right?
It's a movie. And here's the
by Sony Pictures.
It actually came out already.
Oh, it did. Okay.
Straight to DVD.
Oh, but, okay. All right. Yeah. As all horse movies do. So let's play the trailer for you guys and see what you think. Jamie and I have opinions on it.
You better not miss tonight.
No, Emma's not going to miss. She knows we need her.
Maybe this isn't a good idea.
Nobody likes a goody two-shoes.
You ready?
How can this be safe, Kat?
It only counts if you stay on horse for 10 seconds.
You want to tell me what you're doing here, young lady?
Breaking into a barn.
Breaking and entering private property.
What in the world were you thinking?
I have figured out a punishment that suits the crime. 3 days a week, you are going to work at that ranch doing whatever they need.
You must be Emma. I'm Kevin. I don't really know what you did, kid, but you're here. Welcome to the ranch the horse is on. You're going to scoop this up like this.
All right.
I'm going to put it in here. When you're done with this stall, I want you to work down the line until the whole barn's finished.
This guy is known as Chance. The way I see it, everyone needs a second chance. Would you believe he used to not let anyone touch him? To this day, he only lets me ride him.
You've never ridden before, have you? Well, when you do, you'll see. There's nothing like it.
I'll be. I think he wants you to ride. You can
be anything. Sell him at the ranch will give us room to breathe. We're out of options.
We want to win so we can give the prize money to Red Bucket.
Please let me do this show with Chance.
You don't understand the pressure.
I know we can win.
This is your moment to do your job.
You want to start?
I will, because I am so inspired right now. I can do anything. I can do anything. I can do. So let's just go over the plot.
As long as you have
here.
Joey Lawrence on your side with his cheesy cowboy hat.
And his big muscles and his bald head. Okay, so let's just start with go over the plot here. This is a young girl.
It's the same plot as every other movie ever made about horse girls that are teenagers.
Let me finish. It's exactly like that. It's a girl who gets in with the wrong crowd, gets into trouble, and then to punish her, she has to go to that barn she tried to break in and ride a horse for 10 seconds. Obligatory 10 seconds, obviously. That's what all cowboys do, right? 10 seconds. Anyway, so then she gets caught, and so she has to go, and she has to volunteer there. And this is when she meets, what was his name, Chance?
Yes, the
horse. This beautiful, yes, yet formerly abused horse named Chance. And then it comes to find out, hold on, sit down. The plot twist is coming. The farm is losing money, and they can't save it. No way to save the farm. Until, by the way, this girl has never ridden before in her life. But she sees a flyer for a local hunter jumper show where she can win the money to save the farm. Now, here's the sad thing. She doesn't know how to ride. Yes. So enter Joey Lawrence to begin this rigorous training.
It is cheesy cowboy hat. Go ahead.
In his, oh my God, Toby Keith, like just terrible curled up taco hat that he's wearing. And they start training, Glenn, and she is jumping, I don't know, 18-inch verticals.
Maybe.
In the training process. And I'm telling you, it was inspirational. And so then it continues to go on. There is the Hunter Finals, the Hunter Classic. And this is going to give them the prize money, Glenn, to save the farm.
I want to know where this is. Everybody listening right now knows where you can win at a local hunter show enough money to save the farm. We all want to know.
At 2'6".
Or
2'6", she jumps, and I mean, I haven't seen the movie, and I haven't seen the ending.
You know what I think? I think you've been gone to the wrong damn shows, Jamie, obviously, because
I'm in the wrong sport. We've already determined that.
Apparently, lower-level hunter courses pay a lot of money.
So I'm just going to guess with the music, you can do anything, you can do anything. I'm going to assume she won. And well, save the farm.
They always win. Again, it's cookie cutter.
Now,
does anybody that knows anything about horses actually have any say in the script of these movies?
I'm going to guess that Joey Lawrence is actually a horse guy because he shockingly has been in another horse movie.
Oh, really? What was that one called?
He was in a horse movie. Hold on. I'm getting it. I think it was called Horse Sense. There was that one. And I mean, he's an animal guy. He was in a movie about dogs, and he was in a Western called Brothers of the Frontier. I'm pretty sure they were.
Well, who is the guy that's in all the movies we talked about the other day?
Let me just tell you that Eric Roberts has competition.
I guess. Joey Lawrence. Hey, Denise, if you can get Joey Lawrence on, I think we have some questions for him. Like
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 movies in 2016 alone.
There you go.
But he was in a TV show before that.
He doesn't have time to talk to us. He's too busy doing cheesy movies.
He's made for TV movies. And I'm telling you, I think I'm a little old to like Joey Lawrence, even though I looked and he's older than me, which really kind of hurt my heart. Yeah, he's a little older. But Horse Sense, the TV movie, was the one he did. And believe it or not, he is a rancher. He was... Oh, this is great.
Were they losing the ranch in that one too?
Yeah. So the cousin is a rancher, and Joey Lawrence is like rude to his cousin when he comes to LA. So he is sentenced by his parents to spend a month on the ranch with his cousin and aunt. I can't tell if Joey is the cousin or if he's the rancher. I'm pretty sure he's the rancher. And this little younger cousin disrespects him, and they're going to show him how to be a cowboy. And this was a Disney movie. Wow.
They all are the same, though, aren't they? They're all the same script.
Oh, this is terrible. You know what's really sad is I think I've seen this one.
Probably have.
Parts of it on the Disney Channel with my child. Oh, God, I've seen that one.
Okay, now the mother in this one, his name's Missy Pyle. And I thought I'd recognized her in that trailer. I don't know if you recognized her or not, but Missy Pyle,
owner of the ranch.
Yeah, the mother, his wife Emma's Chance. This movie we're talking about, by the way, is called Emma's Chance. I don't even know that we ever said the name. She's actually been in good movies. The Artist, Gone Girl. Wasn't that like nominated for a whole bunch of stuff, Gone Girl?
But she played something crazy or funny or something like that. That's what I remember her from.
Oh, and then she was also in the classic Galaxy Quest.
Yes, she was in Galaxy
Quest, the sci-fi movie.
What's her name?
Her name is Missy Pyle.
Missy Pyle.
All right, Denise, our guest wrangler, get on it. You got a couple more people to get. Joey Lawrence, we have to get him on and ask how he lands all of these cheesy roles. In these movies,
I doubt he's going to come on. If that's our angle,
yeah. After this, I doubt we're getting him or Missy Pyle or the girl who played the horse girl in this movie.
Well, I am only interested in Joey Lawrence because there was a time in my life where I was young and liked the magazine Tiger Beat, and Joey Lawrence, because he was in Give Me a Break, was always on the cover of Tiger Beat. And it was usually the centerfold of him in like some denim jacket and some fluorescent green shirt underneath with like hair slicked back and then poofed up on top. Yeah. So he was a hottie. So he probably didn't have time for us. However, I am going to watch this Missy's Chance. I am inspired and motivated.
You know what we can do? I got our ticket to making more money in this world. I have it now. We act as a consultant for all these cheesy horse movies, and we act as a consultant with the writers so they become less cheesy. We can be the anti-cheese corporation, and we can help them not put fake whinnies in, or at least when they put the fake whinnies in, have the horse's mouth moving, you know, things like that. We could be consultants to movies.
Yeah. With this negative attitude that you have, I doubt you're going to get any consultant jobs.
It just makes me want to play this song, The Same Dark Trail by Jared Rogerson. We'll be back after this.
Deep in the darkest canyon, with ghosts at every turn, I'd crossed 1,000 raging rivers and swore I'd never learn the answer to a question I didn't even know. Down the same dark trail, you were traveling alone. 2,000 miles away from home, into the western sunset you did roam, a hard way to go. Down the same dark trail we were lost and found each other, and not many other lovers could endure the kinds of things that we survive. Sometimes we ride down the same dark trail. Looking for the sunrise, can see the light, holding tight to each other, the feeling is so bright. But the lightning and the thunder as they are, confusion clouds the vision of our hearts, we fall. The same dark trail we were lost and found each other, and our sisters and our brothers don't know the pain that we tried.
night. You can still do something right, even in the fiery mist of hell. You don't have to feel on the same dark trail. Questions that they don't know, we have to let them go down the same dark trail, down the same dark trail.
Well, that is Jared Rogerson describing what all of these horse movies do. Go down the same dark trail.
That was pretty funny.
You can visit all, you can find all of his music at jaredrogerson.com. Well, you know what doesn't go down the same dark trail? And that's all of the great products at Ovation Riding. And with International Helmet Awareness Day coming up, you need to get a helmet. And that's the place to go, is Ovation Riding. Jamie has bought about 6,000 of them now over the years. And you just bought a new one, and being woefully unaware that it's International Helmet Awareness Day coming up. So you just got, which model did you get again?
I got the Ovation Sync. The Ovation Sync helmet comes in black and navy and has little pinstripes, and I've just always really liked the look of it. The Ovation helmets are low profile. You know, they're not going to make you look like you have a salad bowl on your head. They're lightweight. They are adjustable. They have the little dial thing in the back where you can adjust it. They call it an easy adjust dial. See, I wasn't way off. You can get a strong, snug fit. You can even, say you cram your ponytail up in your helmet on certain days, you can loosen your helmet. How genius is that? Those of us that have long hair, you know, we're always putting our hair up and down in the helmet and not. So it is definitely helpful to have that adjusted dial for the fit.
I never thought about it with the ponytails, that you would have to adjust it for that.
Yeah. And the great thing I like about these things,
having never had a ponytail, by the way.
Yeah, I did not include you on that statement because I did not think that I could ask for your opinion. They do have the great vents to keep you cool. You know, riding here in Phoenix, it's hot. Oh my gosh. You can't use one of those bucket helmets on your head without having all the vents. So this one keeps you cooler than any other one that I've had. So they also have these visors, but the visors break away. They pull back. So in case you do take a fall, it's not going to get in your way or change the way that you fall. You know what I mean?
Or break your nose.
And that, the Ovation Sync helmet is only, you know, helmets are crazy right now. You can spend $400 or $500 on a dang helmet. The Ovation Sync helmet is $69.95. Now that's the one that I have because I like the look of it, but the Ovation Schooler, which is the same exact helmet, just doesn't have the pinstripes. In my opinion, I don't really know the ins and outs of it, but they're both certified exactly the same. They look the same except different colors. That one's only $54.95. So I paid like $10 for pinstripes and double color. It was worth it. It's my head. But anyway, you can check out their products at ovationriding.com. And you know, you find a place, you can go on to their website, ovationriding.com, and find where to buy. And it will tell you all the different places that you can buy these products and find them near you or across the country, and you can have them shipped to you. But International Helmet Awareness Day, you get a discount. So do that.
One thing we always remind people, and people never think of it, is go look at the date in your helmet. If your helmet is over 5 years old, then it's time to get a new one.
Yeah,
they break down, the foam disintegrates and deteriorates over that period of time, and they're not considered safe after 5 years. So take a look at the dates. I was surprised. Remember when it was last year or the year before? I looked, and all my helmets were expired.
Yeah.
And I preach this every year, and I did not go look like I should have. So, and one other thing, if you go to Ovation Riding on Facebook right now, and you're planning on coming to Rolex, or even if you're not, they are giving away, they're doing a contest for a pair of the Rona country boots, which is the ones I have, the tall country boots. And they have men's sizes in those too, guys. So head on over to Ovation Riding. You can enter to win. There's a link right there on their Facebook page.
Cool.
All right. We have to, well, it's that time already. I cannot believe it.
Oh, my gosh.
It is.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
That's right. It is that time of the week where we do really bad ads. This is the time of the week when listeners submit usually really bad Craigslist ads, and we have a little fun with them. But you know what? This week, our listeners actually had some fun with them and sent us some sound files that we're going to play for you. And, of course, you're playing for a prize. We put all the entries in every week, and at the end of the month, we pick a number, we draw out a hat, and somebody wins a terrific prize. And this week, the prize is provided by Total Saddle Fit. They have a brand new girth over at Total Saddle Fit, and you'll know Total Saddle Fit for the shoulder relief girth, and they have a shoulder relief cinch. And these are truly one-of-a-kind products. Our hosts who have these, and a lot of them have them now, use them all the time. They really do work. They help hold your saddle in place. They're designed a little bit differently. If you go to their website at TotalSaddleFit.com, you're going to see that they have a little bit of a different design, which is what makes them work. And they have a brand new one now called the Stretch Tech Shoulder Relief Girth. And it's based on the shoulder relief girth, but it has some extra bells and whistles. We want you to head over there to see why this one has now become the favorite of Reese and Phillip of the Dressage Radio Show. They love this girth because it truly is flexible. It gives you alternatives, and all of his girths are really functional. So, but we want you to go head over to TotalSaddleFit.com and see why winning a Stretch Tech shoulder relief girth is such a special thing. And it's a $200 value. And we'll be giving that away next week. And I hope to get Justin from Total Saddle Fit on to pick the winner.
When exactly is International Girth Awareness Day?
Because you want to buy one at a discount?
Because I want one so bad, but this is a $200 girth that we are giving away.
That's these are really nice girths. I mean, they really are the best
International girth,
out there.
Girth Awareness Day. It's going to have to be soon. We'll ask the
Justin that when he comes on. Yeah. And Justin is a master saddle fitter, too. He just knows everything about it. All right.
Just come on over.
Really bad ads. This one's sent in by Jesse. 10 years registered paint mare, $800 in Staunton, which I think is in Massachusetts. For this week only, $600 and a free bridle and halter. I have a registered 10 years old paint horse mare. Lexi has not been ridden and wouldn't be suitable for a beginner. I guess not a 10 if he's not been ridden. She's not a bucker or anything. She just doesn't have a lot of miles.
No. She just don't have a lot of miles.
Oh, she just don't have a lot of miles. Massachusetts, we better know. She just don't have a lot of miles. She's very pretty. I don't ride her. $800. Or will consider trades for two horse trailers.
Call for more info.
We have a trailer later on, lady, that you could trade for your horse. I got a perfect even-up trade for you later on today.
So she's $800, but this week only, people, and it's Friday. You got to get on this.
That's
because
right.
This week only, you can get $200 off and get a free bridle and a free halter.
And
with the purchase of the horse.
A horse that's not a bucker or anything, but then we wouldn't really know that because she has ridden her.
We don't have
so we really don't know for sure. And this lady doesn't either.
Yeah, I don't know.
We don't ride her.
Ellen sent in the next one.
This is great. I gave you this one intentionally.
I don't read these ahead of time nor hear the sound files. Just so you guys know, when I see it, it's when I see it. If anyone needs any tree cut near or around your houses or anything, just let me know, or stud service. Not me, but my horse does that. I do the trees, he does the other. We're both cheap. I can cut your tree down or give you a stud service. I mean, not me. You know, he probably could have edited that before he hit submit.
Yeah, this guy was so lazy, he didn't even write two ads.
And the picture is of the stallion. There's no pictures of, like, tree
fallen
work.
Trees. We're both cheap.
I don't do the stud service. The horse does. I mean, not me. Like, I'm a horse.
You could just see him writing this. And when he read it back, when he was writing, he went, or stud service. He went, oh, wait a minute. But instead of changing the ad, it just continued.
He didn't say, oh, wait a minute. He went, hold up.
Hold up.
Hold up. Not me, but my horse does. Oh, damn.
He does all the trees.
Stuff. He does the other. Oh, hold up. We both cheap.
Rosie sent the next one in, and I mean literally sent the next one in. So let's hear from Rosie.
Hi, Jamie. Hi, Glenn. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Rosie.
So I found a horse ad written in Spanish in Mission, Texas, and it reads like this. Caballo palomino capón, aproximado 10 años, mansito y sin mañas, necesita un poco de trabajo con la rienda, pero es montable. Trae rienda abierta. $400, por favor.
That was funny.
Were we supposed to laugh?
What do you think it said? She does give us the translation. Take a guess.
Okay. It's something about a palomino for sale. And
you,
it was some
dollars. Do you want me to play that part over so you can get a better
idea?
Yeah,
play the Spanish part over.
Okay, here we go.
Hi, Jamie. Hi, Glenn. Hi, Jennifer. So I found a horse ad written in Spanish in Mission, Texas, and it reads like this. Caballo palomino capón, aproximado 10 años, mansito y sin mañas, necesita un poco de trabajo con la rienda, pero es montable. Trae rienda abierta. $400, por favor.
$400. Okay, so what I got is a palomino horse.
Okay.
And he needs some work. And he's like, cuatrociento.
Has four legs. Cuatro.
He's $2,000.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, and in English, it translates to palomino horse gelding, approximate 10 years, easy going without bad habits. You need some work with the reins, but he is rideable, comes with an open rein. I don't know what that means.
You were close. You were really close.
Two out of the 10 things I could hear. They talk so fast.
They do, but I could listen to her talk Spanish all day. I told her she has to come on and co-host someday and just do it all in Spanish, and we'll just
sit
around.
She could be our Spanish translator. I could say something, and she could just translate it.
We'll have to do a whole episode that way sometime. That wouldn't drive anybody crazy.
I would just like her to follow me around and do that. I'm sorry. This is my translator. Yes. So you'd be like, but we're
Arizona,
speaking
you
English.
Need that.
No, but somebody would be like, why do you need a translator? You're speaking English. Oh, she translates to Spanish.
That's right.
Why?
Because you live in Arizona.
Because it'd be awesome. Yeah.
All right. Next one was sent in by Jessica Troop. Is seeking farrier in Page County. I'm looking for a farrier close to or around Shenandoah that don't charge an arm and a leg to shoe my quarter horse. I need someone that's dependable and don't stand his clients up.
Oh, gosh.
I'm sure he had 10 farriers calling him that day. We're having trouble finding a farrier right now, partly because Jennifer's so picky. But really? I told her she needs to put an ad in Craigslist. Apparently that works.
I'm telling you, go order the thing from Monty Roberts, the Ada Gates hoof trimmer thing, and you will do your own horses, Jennifer, because you can do that. I don't do that, but...
She does do it. I mean, she tries it, but yeah.
I think
this worked. Again, did this guy get any calls from farriers who don't charge an arm and a leg and also is dependable and don't stand his clients up?
Well, what is amazing, too, that you can't really show is all lowercase.
Yes.
There's no punctuation and most things are misspelled.
Yes.
And I mean, there's not even apostrophes. I'm looking for a farrier close to or around Shindo that don't charge no arm and no leg to shoot my quarter horse. I need someone. That's dependable.
You know what happened here? I'm going to tell you exactly what happened here, having been around farriers and people for a long time, is the farrier came out last time and charged him an arm and a leg, and he bitched. I mean, he bitched about it and bitched about it and bitched about it till the farrier drove out his driveway. And then when he called the farrier back, the farrier said, well, I'm going to stand this guy up. I'm going to set the appointment, and I'm just not going to show up because that guy's a jerk. And that's exactly what happened in this.
Well, here's the knowing of, after talking to my farrier, probably the horse was out in the pasture. You have to go get it. There's no shade on the property to shoe under, and then they want four shoes for basically free.
Right.
So yeah, this is.
And then he set the appointment with him, and then the farrier went, "Oh damn, it's that guy. I'm not going to that guy.
No way. He charged an arm and a leg because the guy was such a jerk.
Oh, look what you have. This is appropriate.
Gosh, Sienna sent this one in, and yes, you gave it to me without even knowing my rooster story. This is a free rooster story. Free rooster.
What was the guy's name again that came out to get the rooster?
Carl.
Oh, we'll see if Carl's in this hat.
Mix up at the hospital. That's what happened to me. Ordered hens, got a dude in the mix. Don't want a rooster who shows his dominance over his lady. I don't want a rooster who shows his dominance over his lady chicks like it's the 1950s. He thinks because he's the man of the coop, he can do what he wants. He wakes me up early in the morning and I'm done with that crap. If no one takes
it. Did you write this?
If no one takes it, the next posting will be for a little bit of chicken fry. Cold beer on Friday night. Pair of jeans, bitches. Oh, I made that. Hit me up. His name is Richard, but responds to Richard. He's approximately 15 weeks, but he acts 24. Whatever a 24-week-old rooster acts like. Listen, Sienna, I need this girl's number because as soon as she gets rid of bark, 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 Richard, I am going to drop off. I'm going to do a roostering. I'm going to drop off some more roosters at her house. The roosters I have are nice, and they're actually very fancy roosters that I'm giving away. And I'm trying to sell.
Yeah, we owned fancy roosters at one point too. And guess what? They sound exactly like the not fancy roosters.
Well, but they're beautiful. They are German Spitzhalben roosters.
At 4 o'clock in the morning, it's dark. You're not seeing them. All you're doing is hearing them bark, 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 and that's all you hear at 4 o'clock in the morning. It don't matter whether they're fancy or ugly as hell.
God, shut up. I throw things at them like, shut up.
It doesn't help either.
It's 3 p.m.
It doesn't help. They just get up on their roost and start all over again.
Google German Spitzhalben rooster and you will be impressed. And I'm selling them because I don't want them to end up on somebody's plate at least tomorrow.
Sounds like he should have a little swastika on his foot. A German Spitzhalben rooster. Sounds like something out of World War II.
Chelsea's. Well, I'm going to name them both Richard now. There's two of them.
Carl, if you need another one, this lady has one right here. Chelsea sent this one in. A horse trailer for $400 in Swansea, Massachusetts. What is it with Massachusetts this week? I have a horse trailer for sale. Need some paint and lights. Please no tire kicker or ridiculous offers. $400 firm. Don't come with less money. You're wasting both our times. Thanks. That is Massachusetts right there. That attitude is so Massachusetts right there. Don't waste my time. Don't you waste my time. Yeah. You want to describe
it? Here's the thing.
This one isn't as bad as some of the others.
I don't think it needs paint. I think it's just beautiful. It's like Christmas colors, and it looks like it's a couple different shades of green covering up all the rust. And it's like somebody took a paintball gun and just drilled it with red.
But
like
rust.
Not tiny paintballs, like koosh paintballs, like those big balls. Like sticks to it.
Like paint balloons.
Yes, paint balloons. Exactly. I've exploded on this.
It's tie-dye. It's a tie-dye horse trailer right here. For now, I will say this. There's a couple things this trailer is going for it over the others. One is it actually has all its parts, and the tires are filled with air. Plus, it looks like the jack might even work, and they have mowed around it. So,
let me tell you what, though. If I was a horse, ain't no way I'm getting this metal box. Good Lord. That thing is dark and black and scary looking.
It is. The windows look like they're blacked out.
Yeah.
All right. The next one was sent in. Oh, by the way, Jennifer will post that on our Horses in the Morning Facebook page like she does every Friday.
And people sometimes try to buy it.
I know. That's the funny
people
part.
People that don't listen to our show follow us on Facebook are always like,
where can I get that? Where was this trailer again?
How much is it again?
All right.
Are you willing to work a deal? We're not selling it.
Casey sent this in, and we're going to take a listen.
Miniature horse pony, $500, Grafton, Illinois, from the St. Louis Craigslist. I have a beautiful pony for sale. Her name is Maymay. She is 12, blonde, palomino colored, and super friendly. My children ride her bareback, and she follows them around like a pup. She is polite and not a mean bone in her body. My kids aren't interested in ridding anymore, and there's no sense her just standing being bored. Maymay is 38 inches ground to top of shoulder. I believe before we got her, she was in a petting zoo. $500 or best offer. I also have a 4-year-old quarter horse named Lilbit. He is gelded and super loving and well-mannered. He is a pasture buddy. $100. He is gentle, kind, and well-mannered. He is just a hitch in his giddy-up. Halter broke. I can text pics.
Okay, that was the fastest read ad in history.
I think it was all one sentence. She was trying to get
one breath. Oh, okay, good. I thought Casey had like one too many cups of coffee that day. It's like...
Okay, so this one time I was in bed. Yeah.
You know, if we had Casey do this, we'd be out early on Fridays. We'd be 5 minutes, all these ads done and out.
Too damn long as it is. Casey, you're hired. Get over here.
That was funny.
I'll take it. She read one. I love it. All right. Stephanie sent the next one in. By the way, a mini, what was it? A mini horse mare?
I don't know. It was so fast. I didn't hear it.
Stephanie sent the next one in. Excuse me. Lovable. Oh my God. This picture. I'll describe.
I know. It's kind of sad.
Look at the bridle, just real quick, by the way.
Yeah.
Lovable 13-year-old, don't have time for her anymore. She is not ideal for someone who has not rode R-O-A-D before. She needs a little work. All tack is included. She is tattooed, but I was not given any papers. Excellent with kids on her in a round pen. $500 negative cogs on test on file where she's being boarded. 15.5 hands. Ooh. The bridle is on the crown piece is where the brow band should go. And the brow band is around behind the ears.
It's on backward or upside down. Or
and then... The actual cheek pieces are done up as the throat latch, and then the throat latch is attached to the bit that goes down into this mouth. And this is just the saddest looking mare I've ever seen. I swear to gosh, I would buy her just to get her out of there. Bless her little heart. Stephanie, go rescue this horse. Bless her heart.
Anytime you see the ad say, excellent with kids in the round pen, means it ain't so good outside the round pen.
Well, we ain't taking her outside the round pen.
Things ain't going well when you bring her outside the round
pen. But this is the most amazing bridle.
Yes. This is a person who got the bridle in pieces and then attempted to put it together, which we've all done that and made the mistake and went, this doesn't look right. Let's change this.
Bless her heart. Somebody go buy her. Stephanie, I need the contact info. I'm getting a mare.
The next one is from Celia, who sent this one in. Oh, it says it couldn't load. Hold on a second. Let me see if I can get Celia's. Can you read the next one? I'll get Celia's loaded up here.
All right. Well, Beth sent this one in. And there's very little punctuation. Okay. I have for sale a 14-year-old horse that I need to get sold. I have two others and really can't take good care of this one like she needs. It's a mare and she is gated, but she needs to be worked with. I guess two and T-O and T-W-O are different. The same thing. I have the Scoggin.
The what? Paper,
the Scoggin.
Oh.
I have the Scoggin paper for her. For her, too, I'm asking $400 trade or sell or best offer. That's just a really poorly written ad. And it's hard to translate because the word T-O is put in for all the T-W-O's. So it's like, this person really needs to go to just basic English class. Just basic. Oh, did you get Celia's loaded?
Oh, let's hope so.
Okay, this is a bad ad that does not have any punctuation nor capitalization. So we're going to try it. Have nice quality saddles. Need to sell, email or text for a price of serious buyers only. Seat with 15.5 to 16 inches. The brown saddle on top is $3,000. No show saddle, no less than $1,000. The other brown ones are $250 each. There's two identical saddles as in lower pick.
I don't even know what the heck she just said.
I have no idea what she's selling. I really
you
don't.
Girls are speed reading. Listen, it's an art form. Slow down. Play that. Can you play it again?
Okay, because right.
I couldn't really
play it. I wish I could play it at a slower speed, but I don't have that ability. So.
Okay, this is a bad ad that
she's cute,
does not have any punctuation nor capitalization. So we're going to try it. Have nice quality saddles. Need to sell, email or text for a price of serious buyers only. Seat with 15.5.
You know what she sounds like at the end of the commercials for any drug? The guy or the woman who reads at 90 miles an hour and tells you
the car
you all,
dealership text
yes.
may not apply.
Yes, that's right. The side effects
see
are
dealer
death,
details.
Death and death. You will die.
To 16 inches. The brown saddle on top is $3,000. No show saddle, no less than $1,000. The other brown ones are $250 each. There's two identical saddles as in lower pick.
It's hard to read no punctuation.
It is hard to read no punctuation. She did a good job of reading it because it looked like hard. It sounded like a hard ad to read. So she did a good job with that.
Good job.
Well, let's end on that one. We'll save the other one for next week that we have here in the room.
We have one more. Let me read it real quick. Then we'll be done.
All right.
Who sent this one in? There's no name on it.
Oh, you know, I think Jennifer found this one.
That's Blaine.
Blaine found this one. Miniature horse must go ASAP, $150. I'm selling my male, M-A-I-L, miniature horse. He is approximately 14 years old, and he still has his parts intact. The reason why I'm selling him is my new mare has came into heat, and he is driving her crazy, and I need him gone ASAP. This horse is really gentle and sweet, went on a lead. My daughter rides him around the yard with no problems. However, with that being said, when he is in the pastor, he is very hard to catch. Please text. Geld that shit. Come on. Just geld him. God.
What is it about minis, too? It seems like we run into ads with more mini stallions than any other breed.
Why don't you geld it? Geld it. Geld that. Come on.
I know the vet can find it. I know they're small, but the vet can find it.
Easy. They're the most. They're the easiest animals to castrate.
Are they? Minis?
Oh, yeah. Because when you lay them down, there's no big drama. You just flop them over like a dog. It's easy. The 17-hand ones are the hard ones to lay down and castrate. You got to get hay bales out there and prop their legs up. These little guys, I'm like, I'll hold it.
And this is your sexy talk to lead you into the weekend here on Horses in the Morning.
Well, we can lay it down and cut them out.
All right, that's enough of that. All right, thank you, everybody, for sending the ads. We really appreciate everybody who read the ads. You guys, I'll tell you, we're just going to do that one day. We're going to get these two. We're going to get Celia, and we're going to get Casey in here, and we're just going to sit back, and in 5 minutes, we'll be on our weekend. We'll be out of here.
Perfect.
Get them to speed.
All right, everybody, have a great weekend. Spay, neuter, geld.
We'll be back here on Monday.
Did we give away the girth?
Next week. 13 days to vacation, by the way.
Okay.
case you didn't know.